Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend of March.
And you know how you can tell spring has sprung? It's not like the birdies are singing. It's when you go out to your driveway and your silver truck is yellow from the pollen.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
And Thursday of this week, Texas Independence Day, March 2nd. Mm-hmm. So, happy Independence Day. And, of course, then coming up on April 21st, what you have to be older to really appreciate this.
Okay.
San Jacinto Day,
yes.
We knew it as kids growing up.
You know?
And actually, back in the day, it was a holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reenactors had come out and all that stuff. It was great.
Did you know?
Texas Army.
Yeah. Were you a reenactor?
Mm-hmm. No. I knew several of them.
Oh, okay. Okay. But you probably knew some of the originals, too, right?
Yes. Yeah, I did, yeah. Sam used to bounce me on his knee.
Okay. what are we doing today? We're previewing the 48th annual Houston Fishing Show.
Biggie.
It is huge. And it's relocated, still at the George R. Brown, but it's just gone from one end, closest to Minute Maid, down to the south end of the George R. Brown. We're going to give you some updates.
Closer to the China Garden restaurant.
It is, most
right.
definitely.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, Richard gets a whole bunch of us, you know, that have learned of it over the years and go down there and eat some great Chinese food.
You bet.
But we've got that. Plus, Harold and I are going to take a look ahead at some of the upcoming hunting in this perceived off-season of no hunting in Texas.
No.
That's not true.
Never ends.
Plus, we've got a bunch of news to get you updated on, so we've got a big show. Y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And you said you had some news right off the bat,
yes.
National type news, that Our people need to be aware of
it. Vast unpaid research department sent that. Yeah, and I've got to pull it up on the phone. But before that, some really good news. Lori Lightfoot got whooped up on big time in the Chicago mayor race.
One down, a whole bunch left to go.
But it's a very, very interesting situation. First mayor in 40 years that hadn't been reelected in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, look at what's happened to Chicago in those 40 years, though. So that was very interesting, though. But I mean, she didn't even make it for one of the runoffs.
Exactly.
And there's two guys that are going to be in a runoff on that one. So. There's going to be interesting to see how it all comes
Folks,
out.
We've been saying forever, squeaking wheel gets the grease.
Yep.
You know, I mean, don't think that your voice, your vote does not matter, because it does. It really does. What, you find
it? Have you guys, I found it, but I can't get it to open. So while I fiddle with this, if you'd be so kind to...
just not have any dead air time.
No, we can't have dead air time.
No dead air.
What's going on with Cheryl Unkers?
Ah, you want to know about that?
Yeah.
Oh, Ivy's kind of...
Yeah, right. Boy, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. It started with a bang. And just to set it up, in 2021 and 2022, Ivy gave up 12 Cheryl Unkers each year. That's fish that are over 13 pounds, okay?
Yeah.
Then, the first fish of the 2023 collection season that starts January 1, runs through March 31, it gave up fish. Well, it rocked along and had fish scattered through the month of January, February, and what was crazy is last weekend, starting on Friday a week ago, Ivy gave up three fish in 4 days. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. And this brings it to a total of 12 with the entire month of March to go on the collection process.
How many did they get last year there?
12 and 12 in the prior year.
Oh, okay.
So we've already equaled that number.
Right.
All right. On Monday, Mikelda Criswell of Hobbs, New Mexico, landed her catch of a lifetime with a 14.08-pound Cheryl Unker. That came on the heels of Kelly. She also is the first female angler to collect a legacy-class Lunker. That came on the heels of Kelly Renfro of Lufkin last year that caught a legacy-class. Mm-hmm. No, since 2018, Kelly did that.
Okay.
Absolutely phenomenal. And what's really interesting to me, particularly for Ivy, knowing the history of that lake, is the collection process goes through March 31, but big fish are caught in April, and there's something before forward-facing sonar that was done called the Ivy Drift, where you'd put out buoys, weighted buoys, and set up a drift. And you would drift and literally dredge a 10-inch power worm on a Carolina rig on great lengths over 25 and deeper flats.
Okay.
And that's how a lot of these big, oversized fish were caught back in the day.
Mm.
Now, the use of the forward-facing sonar, which is the big rage, you're able to literally stalk and target and watch them, you know, take your bait.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find what you were looking for?
Yeah, I got it. Got it up. It's that Wi-Fi. This is scary in all kind of ways, too. 57 million plus users are going to be impacted by this. Anyone using a Discover card to make a purchase in a gun store will have that purchase tracked beginning in April. We remain focused on continuing to protect and support lawful purchases on our network while protecting the privacy of our cardholders, Discover said. Last year, the International Organization for Standardization, an international body, get your nose in our business, creating a new merchant category code for gun shop sales. Such stores had formerly been classified as dealers in general merchandise. As noted by good old CNBC, the code on this will show where a purchase was made and the amount, but not what was bought. Well, it still will say, Bill went to a gun store and spent a bunch of money. As noted by the website, upgraded points, there are 57 million Discover credit cards in existence. Visa, MasterCard, American Express have said they will abide by the new rule. It's an international rule. I don't abide by that. Oh, well. Following the decision to establish a new merchant category, Visa will proceed with the next steps, ensuring we protect all legal commerce on the Visa network, they said. Action answers the call of millions who want safety from gun violence, said Chief Executive Priscilla Sims Brown. Concept of the code, according to its proponents, is that an individual racking up one or several large purchases at a gun store could be someone who is planning some type of suspicious activity. Friends, I'm telling you.
The suspicious activity are these that are coming up with this.
Yeah, and I mean, this thing goes on, but we're not saying what it is.
All right, well, here's the deal.
How much it was.
Here's the deal. Discover has open mouth, inserted foot.
Yeah.
Thank God for our sister state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because Florida legislators are pushing back against credit card companies considering specific firearm retail merchant category codes and warning of stiff penalties for using the code.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Senate Banking and Insurance Committee approved a bill, Senate Bill 214, that would target plans by some credit card companies to use a separate MCC for sales at firearm businesses. The bill would mean credit card companies would face fines up to $10,000 per violation. In Florida, we take it very seriously to protect consumers' rights, gun rights, and their right to privacy. And I believe that this MCC would lead to the creation of a registry, in essence, potentially having a chilling effect on constitutional rights, said the bill's sponsor, State Senator Danny Burris. So, here's the way that I read this as a non-legal expert.
Uh-huh. There we go. Okay. But an American.
This is going to wind up in court. I don't believe it's going to probably take place because where Florida and Texas lead, you know, other states will follow.
Wait, I thought it was California. Well, it's a blatant invasion of privacy, any way you cut it.
Without question.
Yeah.
Without question. So anyway, that's what's going
but
on.
Be aware, friends. I mean, I'm just saying it's happening all the time. When they start throwing these things under the Center for Disease Control.
Yeah, and when you all drop us a note and say, what are you talking about, Illinois? What are you talking about, Florida? What are you talking about, Nevada? You know, Colorado,
right,
others?
Right. Well,
it starts somewhere, or California.
Correct.
You know.
Yep.
And again, going back to that squeaking wheel gets the grease, raise your voice, unite, and make a difference.
You got it. Good news from the NRA.
What's that?
The NRA established the Law Enforcement Division in 1960 specifically to provide the law enforcement community with a means to certify law enforcement firearms instructors. Over the last 50 years, the NRA has trained more than 55,000 law enforcement firearm instructors and currently have over 11,000 active certified instructors still doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. To wrap up this news segment, this is going to just tick off. I had to think of something that's acceptable to you.
Yes. Okay.
All right. But anyway, there are more than 24.4 million commonly owned modern sporting rifles in circulation since 1990. And if U.S. Representative Barry Moore, the Republican from Alabama, is successful, the AR-15 will be recognized as the national gun of America, according to Breitbart.
Good luck with that. Anyway,
hey, maybe.
Yeah.
We've seen some legislation this week where Democrats joined Republicans, we saw a liberal mayor in Chicago ousted.
Right.
And with that many, that's a pretty good constituency. Okay?
You know, I may call my congressman then and make a move for the national dish of America. Spam.
Yeah,
good old spam.
but on something like this,
right? Oh, I know
it's a good pushback.
Yeah, sure.
It really is.
Yeah, don't be afraid to speak up.
All right, we need to push into a break, but we're coming back with more Texas Outdoor News.
America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Third Coast Thermal. Ah. And I'm sitting here scrambling around looking for my notes. You know what? I should probably just do this.
You look so organized.
On the wing, because Third Coast Thermal was launched in 2015,
uh-huh.
owned and operated by a Christian family.
Yep.
Proud of the USA and committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. And folks, we call in a random gentleman on the street, Harold Gunn, to let us know of his experience working with Third Coast Thermal.
They'll help you sight in, because it's a whole new ballgame. I mean, this is something like you ain't never done before. You know, I go, huh? Like I said, a lot of times we get stuff, and real quick it's time to go out and try to test it, but we don't have much of a warm-up.
Sure.
So they were kind enough to help out, because it is a different procedure. But it opens up a whole new world. I mean, if you're not hunting, just looking, it's like, it's like this nighttime wonderland of all these little gold creatures running around.
Well, how about matching, the right thermal equipment
Correct.
With the caliber or the firearm?
It's to the firearm you're going to have, and you can go big and bad. I had a large rifle that I was doing this thing on with the Swarovski that I use. You've got one on a carbine.
Right.
On a lever action carbine. So, yeah, it's a case of your hunting needs, your firearm of preference, and certainly your budget, but they'll help you out.
Sure, absolutely. Go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com, and then give them a call, and they're going to fix you up.
Yeah, help you out. It's good. Yeah, it's great.
Okay. All right. What's on the best bet?
Well, let's take a peek. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday's rated as fair. This Sunday's a good day. Monday and Tuesday are the first two of three best days of the week. Wednesday through Friday, more good ones. Saturday's another best day. Next Sunday, another good one. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. Next Sunday, this most active period occurs from mid-afternoon until the evening hours right around sunset. On Tuesday, March the 7th, we will have a full moon. On the coast this Saturday, a three-tide schedule of two low tides and just one high. This Sunday through Friday are a string of days with a double-tide schedule of two high and two lows. Next Saturday, another three-tide day, two highs, one low. Next Sunday, a double-tide schedule.
All right. And for the outdoor report, you're probably going to be wanting to go fish.
Yeah.
But don't.
Why not?
Not until you've been to the 48th Annual Houston Fishing Show running through this Sunday, March 5th. Okay. Hundreds of booths filled with rods, reels, the newest lures, electronics, and fishing accessories. Manufacturers from all over the world with factory reps there to answer your questions. Fishing guides from Alaska to South America on hand to assist you in planning your next trip. Hundreds of booths filled with tackle items and other products never before seen. Blue water cruisers, skinny water bay boats, kayaks, and high-performance bass boats, fully rigged and ready to fish. Marked down for the show. Hundreds of fishing pros to answer all your questions. Continuous clinics by fishing experts. Special kids clinic sponsored by Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Pure Fishing, and Texas Coastal Brigade on Saturday and Sunday with fishing tackle for each youngster. Don't miss the 48th Annual Houston Fishing Show, running through this Sunday, March 5th at the George R. Brown Convention Center in downtown Houston. For more information, visit HoustonFishingShow.com.
So how do we find the Texas Outdoors Journal booth?
If Bill can remember the booth number, which is 340.
Okay.
340.
Okay.
And we'll get into more about the show when we do an overview, because it's the same, but it's different.
Okay.
It's a flip.
No, all right.
And I'll explain that later.
Okay.
All right, on the coast. I swear to goodness, I laugh because Bob gives so much trouble. Anytime we use the Old Farmer's Almanac reference,
yes,
okay?
Yes, he's nodding.
And we look at what the modern-day Weather Service accuracy is. Uh-huh. Farmer's Almanac supposedly is historically about 80-83%.
Okay.
Looking at it a few months ago, just to see how accurate some of the new forecast is, they go for out 3 days, we're about 90% accurate.
Okay.
Yes, sir. About 90%.
They say that.
That's what they say.
Those guys that have the satellites and all that stuff.
They do.
Okay.
They do. Beyond that, it drops off significantly.
Yes. Right. Right.
And watching this roller coaster that we've been on, it's amazing how we'll have a very low nighttime temperature.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then all of a sudden, nighttime temperature increases, but that daytime high really jumps up. And we've got that. And they keep extending out that string of really nice weather.
Right.
It's going to be right around 70 degrees for daytime highs in Houston and about, mid to upper 50s.
Yeah, but rodeo's not over yet. That's all. Remember? I mean, growing up, I mean, our worst weather was always when the rodeo, when the Houston Livestock Show rodeo was going
on. At least they got the parade in.
Yeah, you know? Right, right.
The trail riders came into Houston. So, anyway, but... we're still in that phase, and we are going to be in that phase well into April, where we're playing the weather, playing the winds, and that's critical because it has to do with water clarity, guides. We keep getting more rains, and on the upper coast, Calcasieu, Sabine, Galveston, all the way down to West Matagorda, you're going to have water clarity, and you're going to need to make adjustments as to where you fish and how you fish, and if it's off color, go to that darker color to throw a better silhouette. In the looking for clear water, look for areas that are not impacted, and that's really from the middle coast on southward to Port Isabel, and some good fishing on back lakes, long shorelines, in behind the dunes of St. Joe and Mustang and Padre Islands. Absolutely amazing when you can be fishing in winds that are 18 miles an hour or higher.
Right.
And with the grass beds, still got beautiful, you know, clean water.
Time for a fast drift.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't forget, we're still under restriction. I believe it's through sometime in August on speckled trout, helping fish recover. And don't forget about the red snapper in state waters. Some good fish for wahoo and swordfish have been coming in.
Oh.
About 70 miles out on days when, you know, the weather has not been too bad.
Okay.
What's going on in the lakes?
Well, let's head up to East Texas. Okay, Caddo. Bass spawn is beginning to show signs of starting on Caddo as some bass are being caught on trees now with flukes and cinco's. Several females have pulled up, and those temps hold up. The bite should easily get really good all March. Conroe, Spring has sprung. Fish seem to be loving it. Bass are moving in the shallows now and starting to spawn. The water is stained, so most action is coming with black and blue colored finesse type baits, such as drop shot rigs and Texas rigged worms or lizards. When the water is stained and dirty, bass may retreat to deeper water where the water is clearer. Try fishing areas with deeper structure, like laydowns or drop-offs, and try downsizing your lures. Fork, it's heating up, so the bite, some of the fish are starting their spawning patterns. Texas rigs, Viper XP jigs, and swim jigs are doing good on the front side of flooded grass and weeds in 2 to 4 feet. Chatterbaits working in the same area as yum dingers, working on the edge of the grass, are doing good as well in 2 to 4 feet. Livingston, catfish are good on the main lake, drifting with cut bait on flats near the river channel. Nacogdoches, largemouth bass are good. Females are staging in 8 to 12 feet of water. Fish are beginning to spawn. Some are starting to be caught on the beds. Big Sam Rayburn, the grass line 6 to 12 feet from the bank, submerged about 4 feet under the water, is where to go. Bass are in the grass, pushing shallow, gearing up for the spawn. With some fish on deeper inside points of staging areas, work flukes, Senkos, Alabama rigs, and rattle traps. In the grass lines, spinnerbaits around the edges, Toledo Bend. Good report. The back feeder creeks are flowing and clearing. The main lake is clear. The next full moon, March 7, is another element to catch your personal best here on Toledo Bend. Two more bass over 10 pounds hit the scales this week. Last count, Toledo Bend has put 34 bass over 10 pounds in the record book for the May 22, May 23 season for their Bend Lunker program. Fayette. Spring has sprung here, too. The fish are noticing that. Bass are excellent on shallow points and long dam rocks in 10 to 14 feet of water with various shad-colored crankbaits, rattle traps, crawfish, plastics. The spawn is close. Topwater bite good early in the morning in shallow water with frog poppers. Tawakoni. White bass. Hybrids. They've moved off the main lake and can be found at the mouth of the creeks and rivers staging to spawn. Getting these fish to bite can be tricky. Smaller crappie jigs with small plastic baits is working the best. Whitney. Crappie are in a pre-spawn, seeing both numbers and quality fish up. With the warmer trend, the sunshine in the area, these fish should make a push for the bank. Chase crappie in open water or target bigger females at the mouths of spawning pockets. And if you can find brush or timber in these areas, they will hold fish as well.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir continues to see an influx of water and is a little over 16 feet above where it was just a few months ago. Lots of flooded vegetation, providing great habitat for hatchlings as well as bait fish. White bass and stripers are good around the birds and bait balls in 40 to 60 feet of water using jigging spoons, blades, and rattle traps. Choke Canyon. Choke is picking up and is getting good, working spawning flats and creek channels with spinnerbaits, chatterbaits, and flipping all the grass as well with a Texas rig worm, crawl worm, or creature bait. Corpus Christi, catfish are great in 1 to 3 feet of water on cheese bait, cut shad, and soap baits. Falcon, bass are excellent in 5 to 15 feet of water on flats near deep water. Bass, bigger bass are being caught dragging football jigs and crankbaits. Brownwood, bass to 7 pounds are good on crankbaits and jigs in 6 to 12 feet of water. Lake Allen Henry gave up a share lunker, legacy share lunker earlier, but despite the winds, last week's report, a big crappie biting at the crappie house on minnows continues. And to wrap up the High Plains, Coleman, big bass to 10 pounds targeting fish with live scoping. I mean, all these lakes are being subjected to this, suspended in deeper water, biting umbrella rigs and swim jigs. Hill Country?
Okay, let's get the big lake buck hand. The crappie are good on brush piles in 5 to 15 feet of water using chartreuse jigs. Catfish are good in 15 to 20 feet of water using punch bait. White bass are in the 20 to 25 feet of water range using jigging spoons. White bass are good on vertically jigging spoons. They are making their annual run up the river, so troll with crankbaits on the north end of the lake. Bass are good working tree lines and rock piles in 12 to 20 feet of water. LBJ. Crappie are good with live minnows or chartreuse jigs in 4 to 10 feet of water over brush piles. Bass are good, working shallow grass lines in 3 to 10 feet using wacky rigged worms, Texas rigged worms and creature baits, plus shallow and medium crank baits. Travis, bass are good, starting to make spawning beds, drag big lizards or worms across the bank. Bass are staging outside of the creek channels in deeper grass. They're biting on flukes and imitation shad. And speaking of biting, well, you might bite yourself a deal, because this weekend, this Saturday, Houston Gun Show. Houston Gun Collector has been putting on great shows since 1950, and this is their gun show in the Heights. It's their meeting hall, the SPJST Lodge. I like to call that the Polka Lodge. But it's 1435 Beale Street at West 15th. In the Heights area. Very easy to find. Plenty of free parking. This Saturday the 4th, it'll be going on from 9 to 4. It's a one-day show, 80-plus tables, so it's a chance to work the entire show, go back, maybe try to make a better deal or whatever. Really a great, great show. Adults are just $10. Kids under 12 are free. As I said, free parking. And the kitchen will be open. They got a really nice setup there, serving up breakfast tacos, burgers, hot dogs, desserts, and more. Just a great, great show. For more information, you can go to their site, hgca.org. The Houston Gun Collectors Gun Show in the Heights this Saturday, March 4th, 9 to 4.
All right. In this off-season of no hunting in Texas, there is March 11th through 12th, the spring turkey season, youth-only season in the South Zone, and March 18th through the 30th, is the spring turkey season in the South Zone, and then March 25th through the 26th is the spring turkey season youth only in the North Zone. So you got a couple of opportunities to let the youngsters go out and really experience the calling and the response of the gobblers coming in.
Yeah.
And let them be the primary ones. And you know what? Take them out. Let them be on point. Mm-hmm. And then use that as some time for you to scout for when you and maybe that youngster go back again during the general season.
Ah.
Okay?
Very good.
All right. What have you been driving this week?
Oh, yeah. You'd like this one. You'd like this one. On, off the road, up the hill, across the valley, the 2022 Ram 1500 TRX Crew Cab 4x4. That's their T-Rex. That's their competitor to Ford's just had a hiccup. Ford's Rambo. No, it's not the Rambo. Yeah, you know what I mean. You see them all over the place. Ford's big, powerful off-road truck.
Yeah.
How can I blank on that?
And now you have me blanking.
How can I blank on that, Bob?
F-350?
No. Raptor.
Right, exactly.
My goodness. Anyway, this thing's a whopper. It's got their Hemi engine, supercharged, 702 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, 0 to 60 in 4.5, 8,100 pounds of towing.
That's slab jerking off footings.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Powerful.
Oh, my goodness, and it sounds so good. Fortunately, it's got plenty of airbags, all the safety stuff you want, high-performance brakes, electronic locking rear axle, real backup camera. Actually, the 360-degree camera, I still don't know how they do that. I just find it to be magical. It's got their TRX entertainment group, leather-trimmed bucket seats, ventilated front seats, wrapped driver passenger assist handles, luxury front door trim panels. I mean, the thing is drop-dead gorgeous. Power-adjustable pedals with memory, which is great for a short guy like me. Trailer bait controller. 19-speaker Harman Kardon premium sound system. Blind spot cross-path detection. Heated front seats. AC front seats. Rain-sensitive wipers. More. This thing is loaded to the gills. And I said it's fast. This thing is really, really fast and really gets people staring at you. 10 miles per gallon in the city, 14 on the highway. You don't care if you can afford this car because the base is $78,000. But the one that I had was tricked out Audio Bob style. It's Audio Bob money. $98,780. Hey! But, you know, all the $100,000 pickup trucks are selling now. It's amazing. All the luxury pickup trucks, they can't make them fast enough. So this thing, this is cool, and it's great looking, makes a statement. So you want to be bad to the bone, check it out, the 2022 Ram 1500 TRX Crew Cab 4x4.
When we come back from this break, we're heading to the Houston Fishing Show with our annual preview right here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership.
Yeah, okay.
Forged between Texas families, has been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, there's so much information in what was just said. It's unbelievable. And it starts
YouTube
with a 2-to-1 savings over a normal protein.
This being free choice, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because they only eat what they need.
And from reports we get from John Sewell, mm-hmm. manager of the Harris Ranch, about a pound per animal.
Right.
Okay. It's not like they keep eating and eating mm-hmm. and eating trying to get the nutritional
Correct.
Supplementation. You've got bucks that are putting weight back on.
Mm-hmm.
You got mama deer that are carrying babies. They're going to need to be producing. She's going to need to produce the milk to get their legs underneath them. It is free choice. You know what doesn't mess with it.
Oh, that's the raccoons and the pigs. But see, interesting, my experience before these things, we had a free choice. We put a free choice protein feeder up at El Rancho Gun once.
Right.
That lasted a month. It was a nightmare. I mean, they gobbled it up. I mean, just, you know, cleaned the whole darn thing out immediately.
Sure.
And it was just a month because that was just between trips. But they cleaned it before then and went, no, this don't work. No, too much money.
Well, there was a great interview a few weeks ago with mm-hmm. John Sewell.
Right.
And he was talking about going to water, particularly during drought times.
Mm-hmm.
But rather than having a feed station, put several so that some of the younger bucks can get to it.
Yeah.
And not be run off by
the bigger ones.
By the bigger ones, okay? There's a lot to this story. There's a lot of people that are really on board and are very passionate about what's being done because of the results.
Right.
Go to fortifiedcottonseed.com and see their video that will explain more of the team and the product. And then give them a call at 806-839-2122. They will deliver to your ranch a large quantity.
Right.
Need a few bags to take care of, stocking?
Where do I go?
Go to Tractor Supply. Okay. All right. And if you're going fishing, don't.
That's what you said. Right.
Not until you've been to the 48th annual Houston Fishing Show. Let me tell you what. It is, I've been doing it for over 30 years.
Oh.
And it's at the George R. Brown, and it's moved from the north end, nearest Minute Maid, to the south end of the George R. Brown, okay? Show hours are different for the weekend, 10 to 7 on Saturday today, and Sunday 10 to 6.
Okay.
And the seminar lineup that they've had already has been phenomenal, but on Saturday coming up at noon, Jimmy West, everything you need to know about fishing Galveston. And let me tell you what, the West family certainly knows about Galveston. Lynn Smith at 1 o'clock, fishing for trout and reds in the Port O'Connor area. What's really neat on the weekend are the kids' fishing clinic and the tackle that's being donated. Every kid gets, you know, tackle. And that's sponsored by Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Pure Fishing, and the Texas Coastal Brigade. This is an interesting network. Roy Crush and I have become friends, and it's a father-son duo. And we talk about getting your kids involved, and I don't know which one Roy, what I would call Junior, the son Roy's son is. He must be the fourth. But he also was fishing before he graduated, high school fishing series. Now he's going to Texas A&M and is fishing on A&M's college fishing team.
Oh.
And he's a hell of an angler. That's this young man's doing a great job.
That's great.
I'm looking at 315, and this is just a crazy bunch of people.
I know this name.
And they're good people.
Yeah.
And that's the team from Hackberry Rod and Gun. Kirk Guy, Bobby Stansel, don't know who else they may drag onto the stage. But great fishery, great opportunity, just a real treat. And then that's just, Saturday's temptations that are there.
Yes.
Then on Sunday, we can look at father-son duo Richard and Jake Penny at 11 o'clock. Everything you need to know for freshwater kayak fishing, and I bet what you can learn there will also apply when drifting over some of the muddy bay areas, say, of West Galveston Bay from Karankawa Reef.
Kayak fishing, we haven't done much on it in a long time, and the beauty of that is you take your kayak and you take it where the fish are.
Yeah.
rather than put in down here and have to motor over to where the fish are.
And when I was a youngster, I would get out and wade fish. Now, I would wade fish, and I'm a candidate to have a heart attack, but you can drift over it. David Dillman fishing Galveston Bay, and then here's one that a lot will look into. Richard Tash, the fish dude, freshwater fishing and forward-facing sonar.
Yeah.
So lots of great information.
That's good stuff.
And that's just the seminars. Great lineup of tackle is available. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to catch you up a little bit with what's coming hunting-wise.
There you go.
In the upcoming weeks and months ahead.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, we continue our look ahead as hunting seasons are rapidly approaching. Mentioned to you the youth season in both the South and North Zone for spring turkey that occur toward the middle and end of this month of March. Coming up through April, South Zone season as well as the North Zone season that runs into mid-May. But Harold, what's coming up is one of your favorite forms of hunting and something that we both did as kids.
Squirrel.
Yeah, the whole month of May, May 1 through 31 in 51 East Texas County.
And that is the introduction to kids and hunting, as far as I'm concerned.
Without question.
Take them out squirrel hunting.
And here's where I want to go with this. If you're out doing, say, spring turkey hunting with kids during the youth season,
right,
or if you're just out practicing, take a 22 along or take that 20-gauge semi-automatic. What did you use, rimfire? Or
22 rimfire.
Okay.
Yeah.
And practice.
Yes.
Get the kids up to speed so then when you go out and you're calling, you're barking at squirrels,
sure,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can help build that excitement not only to attract the critters, but also the excitement to catch the kid.
Yeah. Be careful, though, because if a bunch of them get together and they charge you, you're in trouble. So, and you got to, I'm telling you what, chicken fried squirrel is one of the best things you've ever had.
With some cream gravy?
That's right. And mashed potatoes. You know it. You know it.
Oh, there's nothing better, and it's a great time, and it's a beautiful time for Texas as she unleafs her, you know, things are budding.
Sure.
Yeah, got beautiful flowers. Great time to be outdoors.
Well, we got the exotics, and we got the pigs, but we also have nice weather to get out and practice. And if you have the opportunity where you can really get out, I mean, I was lucky growing up where I had the family ranches where I'm out after, you know, feral cactus and rocks and stuff like that, but targets of opportunity, standing on my hind leg shooting stuff.
Right.
Great training. If you have that opportunity to be able to do that safely, it's just nothing better.
Well, and you mentioned being out in the National Forest in East Texas.
Yeah.
Maybe out in some hardwood flat looking for squirrel.
Right.
Hey, don't discount because there's plenty of pigs running around the National Forest.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the Outdoor Report and more of Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
Oh, we're back with the outdoor calendar. What's coming up? Well,
okay, on March the 10th, Conroe Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet in Conroe, obviously. For information, ducks.org. Also March 10, the AWOL chapter, National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser and banquet in Nacogdoches, nwtf.org for info on that one. March 11, Greater Texas Hill Country chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation big game banquet in Fredericksburg. rmef.org. And then March 12th, one of your favorite times, daylight savings time.
Begins. No.
You know, I'm not going to get up at 2 a.m. and change my clock.
No.
Anyway, so forget about that. Fortunately, your new truck will change the clock automatically.
Yes.
So go to one of these great events in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more kits that contain all this stuff. And these products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. They hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Hey, yep. This weekend, y'all come to the Houston Fishing Show. Stop Indeed. By booth 340 and say hi. I'll be there, as well as Texas Outdoors Journal South Texas editor, Dana Wise. Be visiting and just having some fun. Get a subscription. Renew your subscription.
Mm-hmm.
Or just say hi. Come by and visit. We have a great time at these shows.
Book a trip. Book them, Dano.
That's right. That's right.
Anybody remember that? Oh, well, we've been testing our age.
The original Hawaii 501.
That's right. That's right. Anyhow, friends, do remember we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. Our shows are archived there. Just click on Listen to the Show, and there it is. All right. Whether you're on the water or in the field, be safe out there so you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.